Don't think that it can't happen this far out. The kids in the Quad Cities that are doing this specifically come out here, especially this time of year when it's cold out, looking for vehicles that are unlocked but running that they can jump into and take off. You know, the biggest thing that I can ask everybody out here to do is just make sure you don't leave any valuables in your car. Make sure that you take your keys out of your car. Make sure you lock up your car. Make it more difficult for them to get into.
And then as far as, you know, lighting in those areas too, is that I'm assuming is pretty important.
Yeah, it's super important. I mean, if you can leave a porch light on or a light, you know, in the area of your garage, you know, to prevent them from walking up, you know, take a peek at the Ring camera systems or other, you know, surveillance video that you can put on there. But the biggest key is, like, they're just walking around. What we found when I was working in the Quad Cities on video, these kids go and they pull a door handle. If it's unlocked, they're in it. If it's locked, they're moving on to the next one. So the simplest thing that we can do is lock our cars.
And then is it primarily an overnight type of situation, or can it happen any time of the day?
We found that it happens any time of the day. So, like, one thing that we saw is, like, these kids were looking at, like, the gas stations, supermarkets, where somebody's just pulling up, running in to get a cup of coffee and run by right back out, leaving their car running while they're doing it, and they're taking those cars. So, you know, be aware all the time. Lock up your car if it's cold out and you're leaving your car running. I don't recommend doing that, but if you do, lock it up.